Cafe, 4 p.m. End of day, his strides, casual, meeting me, just me. Here, standing at the cafe bar, tossing aside charcoal suit jacket, red tie loosened, top button of dark shirt released with one flick of thumb, pulling tie off in one smooth motion, stretching with earthy growl, listening to me, just me. Espresso ordered, eyes caress my mouth. Fingers begin their ritual undoing. One smooth cuff, then the other. Still watching me speak, I can tell. He's listening to the moist sounds of my tongue in motion. Hands capture Turkish cotton and fold upwards. Then again and again. Another sleeve, until male forearms are naked, flexing. Work-worn fingers tracing my thigh almost too far, almost, and then stops to sip the sweet darkness from such a small cup in such a large, thoughtful hand. Catching me over the rim, laughing with still warm memory. I can tell. He's wanting me. Again. Now. Right now. Without words, I slip, already wet through strangers, to find the room of intimacies. I can tell he's following. I can tell he's going to tongue me again. Oh, please. Again. As I stand pressed against the rough wall. I can tell he's going to fuck me hard again. Oh, please, again, with his sleeves rolled up. God, those bare arms, those hands, gripping my ass so tight, pulling me to him, onto his cock, taking me because he can, because I need to be stretched, to be filled, to be hurt, until I come, crying into those arms, whispering all my need into his chest.